This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Sierra Hull says she fell in love with the mandolin almost immediately after her father taught her a few songs on the instrument. She speaks with GLT's John Norton via Skype ahead of her show Sunday night at the Castle Theater in Bloomington. Hull tells Norton she initially wanted to play the fiddle and was waiting for her family to buy one, but when her father brought out his mandolin and showed her it was tuned similarly to the violin, despite having more strings, she was hooked.
I think there's just something really special about the first time you pick up an instrument and you learn to create music on it, you know? So just being able to, like, play. I mean, it was a really simple tune. I think the first thing that my dad taught me was the song called Bowl Them Cabbage Down. And it's this really simple, you know, it's a really, like, basic melody, but I just loved it. I thought, wow, this is so fun.
Well, fans of your music will know this, but I'm going to speak to the fans who don't know that your 2016 album, Weighted Mind, was a change of direction of sorts for you musically. And by comparison, I want to play the song Bombshell from your 2011 album, Daybreak. So now here's the song Compass from the 2016 album, Weighted Mind.
I'd like to say to you, come follow.
As we listen to the comparison of the two, Sierra, the Weighted Mind album is sparser. It's much more stripped down. It sounded like you really wanted to do. What was gnawing at you at the time that you wanted to go in this direction, at least for this album?
Well, I think it had a lot to do with what I was starting to explore as a songwriter, what I was starting to explore as a singer. I mean, I grew up playing mostly bluegrass music, as a lot of mandolin players do. But as I started to ask myself questions like, what do I want to sing about? You know, a lot of the lyrical content and the music I grew up listening to and singing was, you know, written from a different time and place, and the song structure is slightly different than what started to feel like it was creeping its way into my music. And so just as my songwriting changed, I won't even say changed, just developed, and I started feeling the need to write my own music more than ever before, because, you know, you played Bombshell, that's an instrumental tune I wrote. I'd been writing particularly tunes, and you know, that Daybreak album had maybe 7 original songs on there. But by the time Weighted Mind was getting ready to be recorded, you know, I had all original material that I don't know, I just felt like the songs needed to be treated differently because they were written kind of from a different place. And as a singer, I felt like the things that best supported my voice maybe weren't necessarily the bluegrass instrumentation for that particular batch of songs.
Okay.
So when I worked with Bela Fleck, he really suggested I try stripping everything away and start with just mandolin and voice. And it really allowed me to go, okay, well, there's freedom here when you're the only one to kind of really explore the possibility of the song.
Even the night shall be light all around me. Nowhere to go nor to flee.
Are you a different person from having gone in this direction? And in a sense, maybe you've got a weight off your shoulders now to get this one out of your system?
I don't know if I would say, like, different person, because I think, you know, it's like, you know, I'm always on the journey of exploring what it means to be present in the moment. And, you know, as you get older and you mature and you come into these different chapters of life, and life experience affects, you know, the music we make inevitably. But it certainly was a big growing point for me as a musician, I think, to have this opportunity to do this album with Bela, to be encouraged to go in this direction to where I really felt free to explore. It lit some inspiration in me that I had really kind of needed.